Okay, so let's pick up with the Gemara and Daf Lamed Vav and Aleph. The Mishnah that we discussed presented a machlokas between Rav Meir and Rav Shimon. What's the protocol when my axe, which is a tam, gores multiple people's oxen and it racks up a big bill, right? Because we know that for a tam you have to pay chatzi nezek. So let's say my axe is worth 200, Reuven's axe is worth 200, and it goes and it gores Shimon's axe and Levi's axe and Yehuda's axe. And each of those oxen is worth let's say 200. So now, if you're paying chatzi nezek to each of them, how much do you owe in total? You owe 100 to Shimon and 100 to Levi and then 100 to Yehuda, which means that that's a bill of 300. But we also know that for a tam, you get maxed out at payment of chatzi nezek from the guf of the animal. So if the guf of the animal in this case is only worth 200, someone's going to lose out. So how do you pay the bill? So we said it was machlokas between Rav Meir and Rav Shimon. According to Rav Meir said, you pay in full the most recently damaged person. So in other words, the last person to get damaged, in this case that would be Yehuda, he gets a full chatzi nezek. So you're going to pay him 100. Well, how much does that leave you from the value of the shor hamazik? That leaves you 100. So how much do you pay Levi? Well, Levi is also owed 100. He's owed chatzi nezek. So you're going to pay him the full chatzi nezek. Well, then how much does Shimon get? Shimon gets 0. And the owner is left with 0. Rav Shimon disagreed with that. Rav Shimon said, no. The way that you do it is Reuven's axe gores Shimon, then the axe goes and gores Levi, then the axe goes and gores Yehuda's axe. So in each of these cases, when you owe 100 to each person, what you do is the very last person is going to get 100, Levi gets 50, and Reuven and Shimon are each going to get 25. So now the question is, Lakum is this Mishnah? And that's what the Gemara picks up over here is Masnisin Mani. The Mishnah is whom? Whose camp are we in? The Lok Rabbi Shmuel or the Lok Rabbi Akiva? The Mishnah cannot be that we're all taking sides within Rabbi Shmuel's opinion, and it can't be that we're taking sides with Rabbi Akiva's opinion. Now remember, the Machlokas Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Akiva is something that we talked about on Daf Lamed Gimel Amud Beis. On Lamed Gimel Amud Beis, we discussed what happens when the Shor Hamazik gores the Shor Hanizik, so Reuven's axe gores Shimon's axe. Reuven owes Shimon money. So let's say Reuven's axe is worth 200, Shimon's axe is worth 200. Shimon's axe goes from being worth 200 to 0. So now he's owed 100 as chatzi nezek. So now we know that Shimon is entitled to chatzi nezek from the guf of the Shor Hamazik. The question is, what's the relationship between the mazik and the nizik with respect to the Shor Hamazik? In other words, is Shimon like any other person owed money, owed a debt, and you have to pay him? Reuven is going to have to pay Shimon 100, and happens to be, if Reuven can't come up with the cash, then the Torah recommends that you collect from Reuven's animal, the Shor Hamazik. Or do we say that? No. The chiddush of the Torah is that in this case, Reuven and Shimon, as soon as Reuven's axe gores Shimon's axe, they now jointly own the Shor Hamazik. Shimon, the Nizik, actually owns a share, he is a partner, he is a shutif, in the Shor Hamazik. So that was a machlokas between Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Akiva. According to Rabbi Shmuel, Shimon's status, the Nizik's status, is a status of a Baal Chov. He's like any other person who's owed money. But that doesn't mean that he actually owns a chelek of the Shor Hamazik. It just means that he's owed money, and if Reuven can't come up with the cash, then he's going to collect from the Shor Hamazik. Or Rabbi Akiva disagreed with that. He said, no, Reuven and Shimon, the Mazik and the Nizik, are shutfin in the Shor Hamazik. Okay, so now the Mishnah says, Masisimani. The Gemara says, Masisimani, the Mishnah is like whom? Delok Rabbi Shmuel, Udelok Rabbi Akiva. The Mishnah can't be like Rabbi Shmuel, it can't be like Rabbi Akiva. Ik Rabbi Shmuel, because if the Mishnah is like Rabbi Shmuel, Damar Balechovos Ninu, who holds that they are balechovos. In other words, when you have a nizik, the nizik is the status of a balechov. He's like any other person who's owed money, and that's all that it is. He's not a shutif in the animal, he's just owed money. So, hi achar nachar nizker, when Rameir came along, let's play this out. Rameir said that you have Reuven's animal, like gores Shimon's animal, then Levi's, then Yehuda's. So we said that who gets paid first? The very last person. But wait a second, if every nizik is just a balechov, so then that's the same thing as saying Reuven borrowed money from Shimon first, and then he borrowed money from Levi, and then he borrowed money from Yehuda. Well, who do you pay back first? You pay back the first person that you borrowed money from, right? You pay the first person whose debt came first. So why would, if Rameir is assuming like Rabbi Shmuel, then why would Rameir say the very last person to be damaged gets paid first? Hi achar nachar nisker, the very last person, or you go in order of the last person first, he's the one who gets paid first. That doesn't make any sense. Rishon is coming by a lay. It should be the earlier people get paid first. and Ikra Rabbi Akiva. Now, if you want to tell me that Rabbi Meir is taking sides with Rabbi Akiva, he holds like Rabbi Akiva. Damar Turish Deshutvi, who holds that the ox, the Shor HaMazik's ox, the Shor HaMazik is Shutvin, it belongs to the Mazik and the Nizik now. Well, then wait a second, let's play that out. If the Mazik and Nizik become Shutvin, well then how does the case work? Reuven's ox gores Shimon's ox. Now they both own the Shor HaMazik. That ox goes and gores Levi's ox. So now, Reuven and Shimon own, they both owe Levi 100. And now, so Levi is given, is so to speak, entitled to 100 worth of the Shor HaMazik, and Reuven and Shimon are each entitled to the remaining half of the Shor HaMazik, so they each own 50 of the animal. And then that animal goes and gores Yehuda's ox. That's how it should be working. Now, wait a second, though. What did Remeir say, though? Remeir said, Yeshba, that if there's anything left after you pay Yehuda, who gets the remaining money? Everything left, right, you pay out to Levi, right? So once you pay Yehuda, Yehuda gets 100. How much you have left? You have 100 left. Well, then who gets that 100? Levi. But that shouldn't be true. When it says that you have anything left, you pay the second to last person to be damaged. It should be going to all of them, right? Because they're all Bailim. They're all Shutfin. So that doesn't make any sense. So Remeir doesn't seem to work within Rabbi Shmuel's camp, but doesn't seem to work. His opinion doesn't seem to work in Rabbi Akiva's camp. So Amar Rava, so Rav explained, La'olam Rabbi Shmuel. Really, Remeir holds like Rabbi Shmuel. Damar Balichovos Ninu, who holds that they are Balichovos. In other words, every Nizik in the Mishnah that we're talking about is really a Balichov. He's not a Shutif, he doesn't own a Chalik of the Shor HaMazik. He's like any other person who's owed money. Now, then the question is, though, Udakasha, well, wait a second, that which you asked is Akasha, Achar, Nachar, Nisker, that why is it that in the Mishnah we say the very last person, the later people to be damaged are the people to be paid first? Rishon Nisker mi Baalei, it should be the earlier people who get paid first, right? Because if they're Balichovos, you pay off the first debts first and the later debts later. So what's Pshat in the Mishnah? So Hacham Ha'Iskina, no. The case of the Mishnah is a specific case. Here, what are we dealing with? Kigon Shetfaso Nizik Ligvos Himenu. It's where the Nizik Tafas grabbed, he grabbed the Shor HaMazik to collect from it. Venasel of Kishomer Sachar, and now became on him like he is a Shomer Sachar, Linizakin, with respect to Nizakin. What does this mean? So let's play out the case. Reuven's ox scores Shimon. So Reuven's ox is worth 200. Let's just keep everything simple. Everyone's ox is worth 200. And the damage it suffered is that it goes from 200 to 0. So now Reuven's ox scores Shimon's ox. Shimon is owed 100. So what does he do? He quickly takes Reuven's ox to hold on to it, because he knows that that's where he can get collection from, and that's easy. And that way, what would motivate Shimon to do that? What motivates Shimon, because if you remember, whenever you're paying for a tam, for the damages of a tam, you pay from the goof of the animal. What happens if the animal disappears? If the animal disappears, you can't collect anything, right? Because you have to have the goof of the animal to base your payments on. So Reuven might very well just hide his animal somewhere so that no one knows how much is going to have to be paid. You can't pay anything then, right? So what does Shimon do? Shimon quickly takes the animal to hold on to it. And that's the case. If Shimon takes the animal to hold on to it, he becomes like a Shomer Sachar. If he becomes like a Shomer Sachar with respect to Nizakin, now what happens is after Shimon takes it, the animal gets out and damages Levi's animal. Well, Levi's also just as smart as Shimon is, and Levi quickly takes it, and he's holding on to the animal because he wants to make sure to be paid. Wait a second then. Who would be responsible to pay Levi the 100 if Levi's animal gets damaged? Well, Shimon was the person responsible for damages. How much was Shimon entitled to? Shimon was entitled to 100. How much would he be paying to Levi? He'd be paying Levi 100. So again, Reuven's animal gores Shimon. Shimon is owed 100. The animal that the Shor HaMazik is worth 200. So Shimon quickly takes the animal. He's entitled to 100 of the animal. Well, that animal then goes and gores Levi's animal. Shimon now owes Levi money. How much does he owe him? He owes him 100. Well, that's perfect. Shimon owns 100 worth of the animal. The animal, and now Levi's bill is 100. So Shimon would essentially have to pay Levi 100. He is essentially handing over his chelek that he has in that animal. Well, now, if Levi is the Shomer Sachar for that animal, if the animal gets out and damages Yehuda's animal, Yehuda's now owed 100. How much does Levi own in the animal? He owns 100. So Levi has essentially passed over his chelek to Yehuda. So now the Gemara says as follows. Each person becomes a Shomer Sachar in the animal. Each person becomes a shomer sarach on the animal, and that's how we explain the mission now. So it says the Gemara, wait a second, though. And by the way, when we say that it becomes a shomer sarach means that the shomer is getting paid, right? He's getting hana of some sort. How is it that when Shimon takes Reuven's animal, he becomes a shomer sarach? Maybe he's a shomer chinam, maybe he's a shal. The answer is that there's a motivation. He gains something by taking this animal. What does he gain? He gains that Reuven can't hide this animal somewhere, or that it can't be just disappear, so that now Shimon isn't able to collect the chov, right? So that's why it becomes a shomer sarach. That's why the status is like a status of shomer sarach. So Gemara says, wait a second, ihachi, if that's so, that Shimon becomes a shomer sarach, and then when Levi takes it, he becomes a shomer sarach. So then, yesh b'moser yachshel l'shalafana, when the Mishnah said, if there's anything left after you pay off Yehuda, you go back and you pay Levi. You don't go back and pay Levi. That doesn't make any sense. Who should be getting the money? Remember, again, Reuven's ox, Gor Shimon's ox. Shimon is owed 100. Reuven's animal is worth 200. So Shimon takes the ox. Shimon owns 100 worth of the ox. When that ox gets out, now that Shimon is the shomer sarach and damages Levi, Levi's entitled to 100. Now he takes the axe. So how much does Shimon owe Levi? Shimon owes Levi 100. Well, that's perfect, because Shimon owns exactly 100 zuz worth of the animal, and Levi is owed 100. So Shimon is essentially handing over the amount that he owes Levi. When that animal gets out and gores Yehuda's animal, how much is Yehuda owed? He's owed 100, which means that Levi is paying exactly the amount that he needs to. Well, then wait a second. So Yehuda gets his 100. If we have leftover cash, who's going to get the remaining 100? Not Shimon and not Levi. The owner should be getting the last 100, right? So Ihach, if that's correct, yesh b'moser yachshel l'shalafana, if you have anything left, go back to the second to last nizik, go back and pay Levi. Yachshel l'bailamim b'alei, you should be going back and giving the original owners, not Levi and not Shimon. They essentially handed over their chelek as payment to the next nizik. So why is it that the Mishnah says you go back and pay the second to last nizik? Rameir should be telling us you go back and pay the bialim with whatever cash is left. So Amar Ravinas, Ravina explained, Hachikatan, explained to you what's going on in the Mishnah. Im yesh b'moser bin nizkav, if there's anything extra in the damages, yachzer l'shalafanat. Then you go back to the second to last nizik. Meaning to say, the case of the Mishnah, as explained by Ravina, is not that Reuven's animal is the same value as Shimon's animal, which is the same value as Levi's animal. They all suffer different amounts of losses. Meaning to say, let's say Reuven's animal gores Shimon's animal, then it gores Levi's animal. Well, let's say Levi's animal is only worth 100. And then Yehuda's animal is worth, the damages that Levi's animal suffers is 100 worth of damage. And then Yehuda's animal suffers 50 zuz worth of damage. So now when you're paying out, you pay out to Yehuda, well, there's going to be leftover money beyond that, beyond the portion of, in other words, Levi is not paying the full chelik that he had towards Yehuda's bill, right? Towards the amount of money that he owes Yehuda. So again, the case worked that if the exact amount that Shimon is owed is 100, and Levi is owed 100, so Shimon is transferring over his chelek to Levi. But let's say Levi doesn't suffer a $100 loss. Let's say he only suffers a $50 loss. So now Shimon is only going to pay a portion of his chelek, so Shimon is entitled to some of it, and the owners are entitled to some of it. That's how Ravina explains the Mishnah. Fechain, now by the way, similar to the way that Rava wanted to touch up the Mishnah, that this is all Rabbi Shmo, and everything is revolving around a Shomer Sachar. So Fechain, ki asa Ravin, and so similarly, when Ravin came, Amar Rav Yochanan, he said, he quoted from Rav Yochanan, remember, Rav Yochanan, as the Rambam tells us in his Nagdama to Shas, the Rambam tells us that Rav Yochanan had five Tamidim of Hakin, Rav Ami, Rav Asi, Rav Dimi, Ravin, and Rabbi Rabbachana. So Ravin was one of those Tamidim, and Rav Yochanan was teaching Torah in Eretz Yisrael. So when Ravin came from Eretz Yisrael, he told us over some of Rav Yochanan's shir. So Ravin told us, so what did Rav Yochanan say in shir? He said, Mishum Shias Shomer Naguba, that what's going on in this mission is that there's an issue of negligence of Shomer. In other words, the whole idea behind the liabilities in this Mishnah, for Rav Meir's opinion, is that we're dealing with each Nizik becomes a Shomer Sachar. Okay, now, says the Gemara, B'mayu Kimta, how exactly are we establishing the Mishnah? Kribi Yishma, right? We're establishing now the Mishnah is like Rabbi Yishma, but Ihach, that's correct. We'll take a look at the Hemshach of the Mishnah. we had a machlokas here. Remeir, we only dealt with Remeir's opinion so far. Rabbi Shimon Omer, Rabbi Shimon says, what is the hemshach of the Mishnah? Shor shavim asayim shenokach shor shavim asayim vena nevel yafa klom. Reuven's axe scores Shimon's axe. Each one is worth 200. Shimon's axe is now worth 0 after the collision. So what was the halacha? Zenot amana. Reuven gets 100, Shimon gets 100. Chazav v'nagach shor acher shavim asayim. But then if the axe would then go and gore another $200 axe, so Levi's axe, how much is Levi owed? 100. So acher not the mana. Levi gets 100. V'shalafanav. And now the person before him, well, zenot hamishim zuz, v'zenot hamishim zuz. Reuven gets 50 and Shimon gets 50. So and then chazav v'nagach shor shavim asayim. If then goes and gores Yehuda's axe, well, which is worth a 200, ha'achar not the mana, Yehuda's going to get 100. V'shalafanav not the chamishim zuz. And then Levi is going to get 50. U'shnaim rishonim, and the first two, Reuven and Shimon, din rezav, each one's going to get a din rezav, which we said is 25 apiece. That was Rabbi Shimon's opinion. Us and Rabbi Akiva, then that works out in Rabbi Akiva's opinion. That comes out to Rabbi Akiva, Darmatur Deshutvi, who, as we explained in the Mishnah, that works out perfectly within Rabbi Akiva's opinion, right? Because Rabbi Akiva holds that the relationship between the Mazik and the Nizik is that they are Shutvin. If they are Shutvin, that means that when Reuven's axe gore Shimon's axe, Shimon is owed 100 as Chatzin Nizik, Reuven's axe is worth 200. So now Reuven and Shimon become Shutvin in the Shor Mazik, which means that each person owns 100 zuz worth of the animal. Now, when that animal goes and gores Levi's axe, well, Levi's now owed 100. Who owes the 100 zuz? Reuven and Shimon. So they would split it. Each of them have to pay 50 zuz to Levi, which means that Levi owns 100 zuz worth of the animal, and Reuven and Shimon now each own 50 zuz worth of the animal. And that animal then goes and gores Yehuda's animal. So now Levi, who owns 100 zuz worth of the animal, he's going to have to pay 50 zuz. And Reuven and Shimon, who each own 50 zuz worth of the animal, they're each going to have to pay 25. That works out perfectly if they all hold that each, if Reb Shimon holds that all the people are shutfin. But then that's Rabbi Akiva's opinion. So Reisha, Rabbi Shmuel, v'seif Rabbi Akiva. The first part of the Mishnah is Rabbi Shmuel's opinion. The second part of the Mishnah is Rabbi Akiva. So says Gemara, Amri, yeah, I would tell you in. Yeah, that's true. Daha, Amr le Shmuel and Rabbi Yudah. We know that Shmuel told Rabbi Yudah once upon a time. Shinana, sharp one. Shavok masnisin v'tabasrai. Leave the Mishnah and come after me. Meaning, don't get so worked up about the Mishnah all being like one opinion. Follow me. Reisha, Rabbi Shmuel, v'seif Rabbi Akiva. The first opinion is Rabbi Shmuel. The second opinion, the second part of the Mishnah, the last part of the Mishnah is the opinion of Rabbi Akiva. Okay. So in other words, how are we coming out for the Gemara? Just to summarize and crystallize what we have. What we have is that we have a machlokas in the Mishnah between Rav Meir and Rav Shimon. How do you pay when you're short time, gored, and racked up a bill to multiple different nizikin? Rav Meir said the very last person gets paid in full first, and then the second to last person gets paid, and then whatever you have left. But it could be that the earlier people are not going to get anything. Rav Shimon said, no, everyone you pay. You pay Yehuda first, and then you split beyond that to Levi and then to Shimon, etc. So with the way that it works out is that Rabbi Meir is taking sides with Rabbi Shmuel, and Rabbi Shimon is taking sides with Rabbi Akiva. In other words, Rabbi Meir holds, like Rabbi Shmuel, that all the people in the Mishnah are Baal Chovos, the Nizik is a Baal Chov, and according to Rabbi Shimon, Rabbi Shimon holds like Rabbi Akiva, and that the people in the Mishnah, the Nizik, the status of the Nizik is a Shodav. Okay.